The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and welcome everyone to this live broadcast of Psychic View. Yes, I am going to do my special New Year's show. That's where you get to call in on, and I haven't decided if I'm doing it New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. I might be doing it on New Year's Day, which would be Friday, December 31st. New Year's Eve. I might be doing it on New Year's Eve. I might be doing it on New Year's Day. Haven't quite decided yet. So just letting you know, I'm leaning toward Friday, January 1st, first thing in the morning, probably from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., where you get to call in. And in the order that the calls come in, I'm going to see what your highlights look like for 2021. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have someone here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hi, this is Morgan, and I just wanted to say thank you for having me answer my questions. And I just had one.
Okay.
Could you help me? Could you tell me where my current job is going? And any advice would be greatly appreciated.
So the biggest thing that I want to tell you before I actually turn your cards over is this.
Mm-hmm.
The universe does something kind of interesting when you're supposed to make a change. The first
mm-hmm.
is you're either offered something so freaking amazing that you have to take it. You just have to, because
mm-hmm.
you'd
mm-hmm.
kill yourself if you didn't take it.
Okay.
Okay. Morgan, are you
hello?
Still there?
Yeah, I didn't hear you after you said the universe will offer you something amazing or something.
Okay, so here's the funny thing is that it just
mm-hmm.
disconnected me. So if I get disconnected, you guys, hang in there because
uh-huh.
I'll call right back
okay.
in. So here's
okay,
what
thank
happened.
You. Mm-hmm.
Do you hear that fuzzy, weird noise on this line?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Hold on. I am not going to give up this program today. I'm going to call from a different number. Hang on. So hang
okay.
in there, guys. Just hang in there. I'm going to hang up and then call for another number. Okay. Don't go
okay.
anywhere. Okay, bye. Okay, Morgan, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, all right, cool. Now I don't have any crackly noises on this line either, so that's good. Okay, so the universe does one of two things when you're supposed to make a change. You're either offered
mm-hmm.
something so amazing that the choice is you just got to take it, you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
The second
okay.
is you're made so uncomfortable where you are that the only
mm-hmm.
choice is to step back. There is someone
mm-hmm.
around you right now making your life a living hell at your job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what I'm getting here is that that's all based on jealousy, ego,
mm-hmm.
reputation, the fact that you
mm-hmm.
are way better than this person is. That's what's
yeah.
driving this. What
mm-hmm.
makes this so remarkably uncomfortable for you is here
mm-hmm.
you are staying disciplined and kind
mm-hmm.
and focused
mm-hmm.
and doing it all
mm-hmm.
the right way, and this other
uh-huh.
person's being basically a dick.
Yeah.
So, having said that,
The card that's opening up for you is this card of huge potential that's happening in 2021. And so what it's saying is that you get to actually move forward into something different in 2021. There's a lucky turn of events that happen for you over the next – oh, by the way, you might want to break the habit of going, You might want to break that habit.
Okay.
It's a bad habit, and it's distracting me from finishing my thought. So I'm just letting you know.
I'm sorry.
If you're doing that just because you're nervous and you're on the air with me, I totally understand. But if that's a regular habit of yours, you need to break it.
I will.
Got it.
I will.
Okay.
Thanks,
now,
Mona.
No, don't do it for the whole rest of our visit. So what it's saying is that have this. Told you it's a bad habit.
I know.
What it's saying here is that you have a lucky turn of events that are going to happen for you over the next 10 weeks. So all you have to do, and I'm making this sound easy, it's not easy. All you have to do is maintain your kindness and your integrity for the next 10 weeks, and things will shake out to your benefit. The thing is that this person here will probably be out of your way. So, and what I mean by that is either they're going to leave, or you're going to be offered something so amazing so you don't have to actually be around this person anymore. But you're not the only one that sees that this person is awful. So if you can just maintain your level of kindness, I would get I would get the book, The Four Agreements. If you haven't read that book, it's
I've read
a marvelous
it.
Book.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to look at the criticisms or the shenanigans that this person's pulling as though this is the big test of your applying the four agreements.
Okay. But does that mean I have to keep doing so much more than everyone else? Or shall I, can I push back?
Here's how you deflect that. So this person is not your direct boss, right?
Yes.
They are your direct boss?
I don't know who this person is, but I have an idea. There's a lot of people.
Okay. So here's what you do. The next time someone's about to dump work on you, because that's what's going on, the next time someone's about to do that, what you do is you say to them, "Dear, you know, Sally, I've really loved to help you in the past, but I'm working on a project for your boss. Let's say your boss's name is Bob. Sally, you know, I've really loved helping you meet your deadline in the past, but I'm working on a special project for Bob right now. So you're going to have to clear that with Bob if he wants me to move his project off my plate to do yours. You're going to have to clear it with Bob.
Bob is my master. Oops.
Okay, that's so funny. Okay, so here's what you're going to do is you're going to go to Bob and you're going to say, "Hey, Bob, I just want to let you know because I really want to learn everything about this job. I've been helping some other people with their projects, but lately it's become a little bit distracting. So I just want to let you know that the next time someone comes and asks me to help them with their tasks or their job or a deadline, that I'm going to ask them to clear it with you first because, Bob, you're my priority."
Okay, so he doesn't have much power. He is told to do these things. He's actually a nice guy, but he's made to also undermine me also.
Okay, so who's Bob's boss?
He might be the guy who's doing this, or I think there's several people, but I don't know.
Okay, so what you do is whoever the big guy on campus is, whoever the big gal on campus is, whoever the highest person in the company is, that's the name that you say you're working on a project for them, which is not really a lie because in the bigger picture, you are working on a project for them. So let's say the big boss's name is Sam, all right? So the next time Sally comes to you and says, "Hey, Morgan, can you work on this for me?" Say, "Well, gee, I'd really love to, and I know I've been able to help you in the past, but I'm working on a big project for Sam right now. So you're going to have to clear it with Sam if he wants me to move his project off my plate to work on yours."
Okay. So what you're saying is to professionally deflect these things in this calm and rational manner and just do my best at doing that for 10 weeks.
Right. Because there's a shift coming within the next 10 weeks. So here's the funny thing. Bob might not be your boss anymore in 10 weeks. because Bob
yes,
can move on to something else. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So all you have to do is keep maintaining your sense of integrity, your hard work, but you deflect anything that isn't yours by not actually lying. You're saying, I'm working on a big project right now and I won't be able to finish yours in a timely fashion.
I agree with you. Yes, I'll do my best, even though there's a lot of people colluding to do this, but I will, I just, this is my,
here's the thing.
This is my, what I
here's
have to
my,
learn and do.
Okay, but here's the thing, is that so what if you end up losing this job, which I don't think is going to happen, by the way.
Yeah, I'm at that
so
point.
So what?
I'm at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
So all you do is you just say, gee, I'd really love to help you, but I'm on a deadline right now and I won't be able to finish yours by the time yours is due.
Right.
Just
okay.
That's what you say. I'm on a deadline right now. I'm sorry. I can't address that for you. I know I've helped you in the past, but I really need to finish this. And my apologies that I can't help you today.
That's great advice.
So you
that is absolutely great advice.
Yeah, you just,
yeah.
Right. But you just keep deflecting and they'll stop asking because every single time the funny thing is I keep getting that there's a person that keeps like trapping you into something.
Yes.
And
I'm in a vacuum, so that's why it's hard for me to deflect because they've made it so it's impossible. I can prove discrimination, but it's that bad. I can prove it very easily.
All you do, so I have a lot of people that call me because they're going through exactly what you're going through right now.
Yes,
my
there's
biggest
a lot
advice
of
to you. Okay, my biggest advice to you personally is you start keeping a work diary. And in your day planner, one of the ones that you actually write in your day planner people that have asked you to do all these other things. So you start keeping a work diary, especially these next 10 weeks, because then you can reflect back. If it does become a discrimination lawsuit, then you can go to human resources and say, just want to let you know that I've done Ben's job, I've done Jane's job, I've done Michael's job. I've done, Bob's job. I've been doing all these jobs because people keep dumping it on me. And I want to let you know that you shouldn't be paying these people a higher salary than I'm making because I'm basically doing their work.
Yes. Is the person who's the main undermining person, it's a male, right?
Yeah.
Is he high
up? It's a man.
Is he high up?
No, here's the thing. I think his position's in a very tentative place. By the way, I'm spending way more time with you than I normally spend with someone on my radio program. You need the answer to this question. And I'm telling you, whoever this man is, he's in a very precarious place right now. He's trying to prove that he's valuable and he's not. So that's why I think that there's a shift about to happen. And if you'll just wait it out 10 weeks, it ends up working to your favor.
Thank you, Maya, so much.
All right,
and thank you for taking so much time. Thank you.
All right,
I really
you
appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, you're welcome.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the hold on. So you guys know on my program I take new callers first. They're always my priority. And the reason I do that is because a lot of you, and I love you for all of it, I love you being loyal to the program. But it is new callers that have priority on my broadcast. So I always look for the new numbers on my program. And by the way, if you're a loyal caller, you can always reach out to me and I'd probably give you a special deal on a reading. You just have to reach out to me to do that. So I'm going to go to area code 780. Hello, 780. Who's this?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. It's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. What's your question?
I'm curious what you see coming for love, please and thank you.
Sure, hold on. So there's, that's interesting. You're about to be surprised by love, which is, I'm actually delighted to tell you this. So the funny thing is there's a guy here that just broke up with a woman that's incredibly immature. So he could be in his, mid-30s and she could be 22, all right? Or she could be around his age, but she still acts like she's 15. Anyway, what I'm getting is that there's a guy that just broke up with someone that really turned out to be a gold digger. Now, the funny thing is that when he finally realized that she has nothing to offer except that she's attractive and is probably good in bed. When he realized that that was the only thing that she had to present, he's now looking for a real partner. So I want you to be grateful for the fact that he had this foray into spending time with this younger woman, because it's taught him a lesson that he can't talk to her. There's no music they have in common. It's just she's just not right for him, but she's done you a big favor. And the big favor she's done for you is now he's actually ready for a serious relationship. So this man that's coming up in your cards has dark hair and dark eyes. He's already made his way, so he's comfortable financially. I'm not telling you he's a multimillionaire, because I don't think he's there. But where he is somebody that is on the path to be a success. And he's somebody that you're going to meet by surprise. Because the two cards that are coming up is a disruptive card and then the lover's card. So these two cards are ahead of him. So you meet him, I don't know, by surprise. There's almost an immediate feeling you have about him, which is unusual for you, Michelle.
Okay.
But the big test, here's the big test. Do not sleep with this man for at least 6 weeks.
Okay. That makes sense.
As much as you're going to want to rip your blouse off when you meet this dude, do not sleep with him, okay?
Okay.
I'm telling you this specifically because he knows he's cute, and that's a test. So you're going to keep saying, I want to make sure I like you before I sleep with you. I want to make sure we have stuff in common before I sleep with you. So we're going to be friends. I don't care if you go poking some other chick while we're dating. I don't care if you want to get that out of your system. Seriously, say that to him, because you're not going to be intimate with me until I make sure you're worthy to be intimate with me.
Excellent.
And you say it with a big smile, almost like you're joking, with a wink in your eye, but you're going to say it. You're going to say, you know, we're going to date for 6 weeks, and then we're going to think about maybe sleeping together. So,
okay.
And 6 weeks doesn't mean you date him week one, you date him week three, and then you date him week six. Dating 6 weeks means you're seeing them two times a week.
Okay. Makes sense.
All right. Because here's the thing. You are ready for that relationship. He is ready for that relationship, but you need to hold him at arm's length. And we already know you're great in the sack, so we don't have to prove anything there, right? We already know that. So now we want to make sure that you two actually really get along. You see what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, and the more experiences you do with him, the better. Go to the grocery store with him. Go to the swap meet with him. Go to the movies with him. You know, go to nice dinners with him. Go do things with him and pick a new place every time you do something, because it's going to sort of mark that territory for you. So, like, there's some beautiful restaurants in Vegas. Well, some of those restaurants have a memory that are connected with people for me, because I went to those restaurants with those people, you see? So now I always am reminded of those people when I go to that restaurant. So that's what you want to do with this fella, okay? But you're about to meet him. You don't really have to change anything. He's just coming towards you. So I'm happy to tell you that. All right, Michelle, thanks for the call. See ya.
Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome.
Bye.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 805. Hello, 805. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Donna, and I hope you had a very nice Christmas.
I did. What's your question for me?
Yes, my question, I had a vision, and it came in like a tunnel. It was really strange, the corner of my eye, and then this beautiful person from the other side, even God's kingdom, came to visit me, and I saw his face and all, and then I smiled, and then my heart just filled up with all this joy. And because of that, do you think that there's a relationship coming in for me soon?
So your big power month for romance is actually July of next year, which might sound like a long time away, but I actually think that there's a fella coming towards you, and he's likely to be a water sign. So that's Scorpio, Cancer, or Pisces, and that it creates a brand new beginning for you. So do I think that Spirit has sent you a message that, yes, you're about to meet somebody pretty amazing? Yeah, I actually do. And the cool thing about that is that as I'm looking at your cards here, not only is these next 7 months, you preparing for that kind of relationship. It's almost as if mind, body, spirit wise, environmentally, you're preparing for a partner. Now, there are environmental ways to prepare for a partner, and it's a sort of a feng shui thing, is that you clear out an entire drawer in your bedroom for someone to put things in, right? Not you, but it's a totally clean drawer. Then you make out a 2-foot space in your closet where someone could hang up stuff in the closet, right? This is where you, obviously, you're taking care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. You're taking care of yourself so you're ready for partnership. So this is a vibrational thing where you're drawing to you exactly what you want moving forward. And it's saying that it's going to pull towards you this man. So do I think 2021 is a big power year for you romantically? Abso-frickin-lutely. So in answer to your question, Donna, I do think that big romance year is coming up. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
Thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
You're welcome. Same to you. Okay, bye. All right, you guys, so there's a guide that I wrote a couple of years ago called 9-Day Energy Reset, and it's a ritual that you start on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. And it's available through 9dayer.com. It is a ritual you do for 9 days, starting on the 1st. It is incredibly powerful when you do it on the 1st of the new year. So there's a lot that goes along with that. There's some rituals. And I'm telling you about it now because there's about $10 in supplies you need to buy in order to do this after you download the guide. The guide is about the cost of a latte through Amazon.com. It's 9dayer.com. I will be back live on January 1st to do your New Year's readings, and I look forward to talking with you guys then.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.